Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. The devastation of the 1780 hurricane. On this day, October 10th in the year 1826, 46 years after the Great Hurricane of 1780, the Barbadian newspaper recounted the ordeal which Barbadians experienced, in describing it as, quote, an awful day when the wrath of God was poured forth, end quote. The paper also noted that, quote, the happy effects of the devastating storm were felt afterwards in the increased fertility of the land, which had been swept of the plague of ants and worms, end quote. The Barbadian then quoted extensively from John Poyer's History of Barbados, written in 1808, outlining the damage to infrastructure and the severe loss of life. The day started with heavy rain and a brisk wind from the northwest, blowing down houses before noon. This continued into the evening when the full fury of the hurricane was felt, forcing the cattle in some places to seek shelter among, quote-unquote, the habitations of men. By the next morning, as Poirier describes, quote, as far as the eye could reach, one general scene of devastation presented itself to the sight, end quote. Poirier noted that the stately parish churches were badly affected, quote, the spacious church of St. Michael's, with its lofty steeple, was tumbled to the foundations in one confused heap of ruins, end quote. He continued, quote, of the 11 churches and 2 chapels, only 3 were left standing. These were St. Andrew's, St. Peter's, and All Saints Chapel, end quote. Bridgetown, according to Poirier, quote, was converted into a promiscuous mass of ruins, end quote. He further stated, quote, not more than 30 houses and stores were left standing, and most of these suffered considerable damage, end quote. According to Poirier, quote, the castles, forts and batteries, the town hall, and the prison were all demolished, end quote. The demolition of this jail immediately freed 800 prisoners of war, but quick action by the military commander prevented the escalation of the situation. Remarkably, the force of the wind removed, quote, a cannon of 12-pound ball from the pierhead to the wharf on the opposite side, a distance of 140 yards, end quote. The governor's stately mansion at Pilgrim was wrecked. One wing was blown down and the roof was blown off, forcing Governor Edward Hay into the cellar. But the force of the incoming water drove the governor into the open area, where he found shelter, quote, under a carriage of the cannon on the platform of Pilgrim, end quote. The barracks of the troops at the garrison did not escape the hurricane's wrath. The residence of the military commander was blown down. The barracks and hospital were destroyed, resulting in heavy losses among the troops. Surprisingly, the provisions and stores of the army and navy were preserved. Over 4,000 lives were lost in Barbados, and damage was estimated at £1.8 million in this October 10th hurricane. And for many years after that, the day was set apart as one of worship and reflection. The publication of an extract from Poirier's book In the Barbadian of October 10th in the year 1826 also served to remind the population of the awful destruction of the Great Hurricane.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.